Aren't they adorable? That's a sermon right there. If that isn't a sermon right there, I don't know what is. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. You know, we're a culture that is totally obsessed with cleanliness. Go anywhere else in the world, and you will not see the amount of products out there to keep you clean. Anybody here ever travel outside the United States? Yeah. It's almost as if they laugh at us, like, what the heck? You know, we bring all of these personal products with us. We call them personal care, right? They're soap, for goodness sake. But how many different types of soap is there? There's soap for babies, soap for toddlers, soap for adults, soap split between men, and soap for women. There's bars of soap. There's soft soap. There's scented soap. There's unscented soap.
Don't forget about dogs.
Oh, thank you very much. There's soap for dogs. Mm-hmm. There's soap for different parts of our body. We've got the soft soap for our hands, right? The soap for our face, which is probably not the same, unless you're my husband, as the soap for your hands. I guess men tend to have a different view of soap. But that's all I'm going to say. And then there's what we call body wash, right? Then there's the Purell to make sure no germs. How about our hair? How about our hair? Unless you are have no hair on top and are free to use whatever it is that you want, which... As again, sorry, Carl, he's like, TMI, but, you know, depending on your hair kind, it's all different types of, we're going to call it shampoo. What is it, for goodness sake? It's soap. How about deodorant? We could go wild with all the deodorants that are out there. How about cleaning products for your home? There's dish soap that you wash your dishes with, and then there's soap you put in your dishwasher, which is definitely different. And how about on the counters? Ladies, are you like me? There, you've got the, I happen to use Dawn because I like foam. Other people don't like foam. So I use the Dawn foam, but what do I have right next to it? Soft soap for my hands. Okay, why am I not using the same soap? We are obsessed with this cleanliness. And then when we go even deeper into the different types of cleaning soaps that are out there, or products as they're called. I mean, the toilet product that you use to clean your toilet is not the same product you're going to use to clean your sink. Why not? And it's different from what we use to clean our car. And it's different from what we use on the floor. And it's different, and I could go on and on and on and on. On the external side, we like clean, don't we? We love clean. When I was raised, although it might be shocking to hear this coming from my home, my mother was German, but I can honestly tell you, she didn't keep a clean house. But we were told that cleanliness was next to... How many people had that drilled into their head? Yeah, cleanliness is next to godliness. We like clean people, don't we? As a matter of fact, we shy away from people who are not clean on the outside. We shy away from people who are not like us. What about the inside? What do we use to clean our insides? I mean, number one thing they say about any soap or anything like that, don't get it in your eyes, don't ingest it, don't inhale it. I remember one time, I don't know if it was you, Carl, or one of our neighbors came tearing out of the house because they mixed all these concoctions, and poof, there was this cloud, and they just came running out because they knew, don't inhale that. It will destroy on the inside. So we can't use those cleaning products for the inside, can we? Because it is poison. But there is an unclean spirit within us. We all have our demons, so to speak, our unclean spirits in us. That thing that possesses us, controls us. We tend to maybe call it aholics. when I was working in the corporate world, I was a workaholic. I was a workaholic. That is an unclean spirit because it was interfering with my relationship, with my husband, with my family, with my friends. But, you know, that's an acceptable uncleanness inside, isn't it? It's acceptable. As a matter of fact, people brag about being workaholics. But most of the aholics are not acceptable, are they? The foodaholic, the drugaholic, the alcoholic, the shopaholic, right? The gambleaholic. We could go on and on and on. Those things that possess us have control over us and destroy our lives, those unclean spirits. And they can go into depression and loneliness and feelings of unworthiness and self-loathing. Some of these unclean spirits are visible, and some of them are not. But the unclean spirits, like the one in the man today, they know Jesus. But more importantly, is Jesus knows the unclean spirit. That's the good news. Jesus Christ, God incarnate, crossed the boundary and crosses the boundaries we set up. Jesus Christ goes directly to the unclean spirit and addresses it. Does not ignore it when that unclean spirit calls out to him. Because God crossed the biggest boundary of all. God left the throne and God came to earth to dwell with us. In the very beginning of Mark's gospel, we heard the tearing and the ripping. And remember, we talked about let a rip open of the heavens. And down comes the Holy Spirit into Jesus. Not an unclean spirit. The Holy Spirit. The unclean spirit is actually saying to Jesus, why are you here? This is not where you dwell. You don't dwell here. We dwell here. You dwell elsewhere. What are you doing here? And what would you have with us, Holy One of God? I know who you are. These people here might not know who you are yet, but I know who you are, and you don't belong here. And what's Jesus' answer to that? We heard the kids say it. Get out. Get out. God can't be compartmentalized to a particular time and space, but we like to do that, don't we? We like to compartmentalize God. But God says, can't do that. Sorry, I am crossing the boundary from heaven to earth. Separation will be no more. Jesus goes where no one wants to go. Jesus goes to the unclean. And we may compare ourselves, well, I'm not as unclean as that one. I'm not as unclean as that one on the inside. Jesus looks at us and says, you're all unclean. I come to each and every single one of you. You get to decide what the rest of this sermon title is, Come And. Because I say, this is you asking God. God's here already in the Holy Spirit. What is it that you want Jesus and the Holy Spirit to do in your life? Come And. Clean me. Come in and heal me. Come and own me. Jesus comes to us. Jesus goes where no one else wants to go. God in the Holy Spirit today continues to cross boundaries, all boundaries. And we see that sometimes in people, don't we? We saw it in Mother Teresa. We saw it in Princess Diana, who was kissing and touching little babies that had HIV/AIDS. No one else would go near. That's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of Holy Spirit we have. That's who works in and through us today. So be cleaned, because the Holy Spirit is in each one of you. And then, by the power of that Holy Spirit, go out and cross a boundary. And only you know what that boundary is that you need to cross. Amen. Amen.